Perikid Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Hamalikas Aif Bifnim. Someone who does Malika to the Aif, he severs the neck of the bird with his fingernail inside the Azara. Vehelo Bachutz, and he brought it onto the Mizbeach outside the Azara. Chayav will be Chayav, as we're continuing the thought process of the previous Mishnayis, for bringing the Karbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Malak Bachutz, what if he did the Malika outside? So now the Karbon is right away Pasul. And then, Hela Bachutz. And then he did it, he brought it up on the Mizbeach outside. The halacha is Pater. You're going to be Pater. And the Bar Yochan speaks out, you're Pater for the Malika, which is done outside, because the Pasuk says, Ashayi Shochet, that you only chaya for Shechita Bachutz, you're not chaya for Malika Bachutz. Regarding the halah, putting it on the Mizbeach, you're also going to be Pater, because since the Malika was not a Kasha Malika, the animal is considered Pasul, it's a Nevela. And therefore you'll be pater for both the Malika and for the Halah. The Mishnah continues, HaShechet es ha'if bifnim, someone who shechts a bird inside the Azara. So he's not doing Malika to the bird, he's doing Shechita, which is of course unacceptable, because a bird must be done only with the fingernail. Now it becomes Pasul, Vehela Bachutz, and he brought it up now outside the Azara, pater, he'll be pater, because he's bringing up something which is Pasul. Shachat b'chutz. What if he shechted the bird outside the Beis HaMikdash? Ve'hela b'chutz, and he brought it up on the Mizbeach outside, the halacha is chayav. In this case, you'll be chayav, even for the halah. And the reason is, the Yochan explains, because when one shechts an oif of kachim outside, there's a special pasuk that says you're chayav for that shechita. And since you're chayav for the shechita, you'll also be chayav for the halah, for bringing it up on the Mizbeach. Derech Hechsher B'chutz, the way that it would be kosher to bring the bird inside, outside the Azara, Peturei B'fnim, that would make you pater inside. Meaning that it comes out according to what we just said, that the way it's kosher inside the Azara, for example, Malika, would make you pater outside. And the way you'd be chayav outside the Azara, which is Shechita, would make you pater if it was done inside the Azara. Now, before we do the next line of the Mishnah, it's important to see the Bar Tanura here. I'll read it inside. It's the Dibur HaMaschel Rabbi Shimon Omer. B'milsa d'tana kama chisuri mechzor. There's some words missing from the Mishnah up until now. V'hachi katani, this is how we should really read the Mishnah. V'chein ha-shochet behema b'layla b'fnim. If one shechts an animal at night inside the Azar, v'hela b'chutz, and he brings it outside, pater, you'll be pater. Now, we're doing the shechita, we're shechting the animal at night. Shechita is only kosher during the day. So if the shechita was done at night, and then the meat was brought outside the azara and brought up, you'll be potter. Because that meat cannot be accepted inside. The chzivik, it says, only in the day that you sacrifice, v'loi balayla. V'nimtza hazevach pasul, comes out that the carbon is pasul. And therefore, eine chayav al halaasa, you're not chayav for bringing it up on the mizbeach outside the azara. Avalim shachat b'alayla, but what if you shecht it at night, b'chutz, outside the Azara, v'hela b'chutz, and you also did the hakrava outside, chayiv, you will be chayiv. B'pnei shehashchita b'chutz b'alayla k'sheirahi, because shechting at night, outside the Azara, is kosher. L'fika chayiv shtayim, therefore you could be chayiv two times, al hashchita, for the shechting, v'al ha'alah, and also for bringing it up on the Mizbech. U'palag Reb Shimon b'ha, and Reb Shimon disagrees on this, v'amar, and he says, if you're chayav for it outside the Azara, chayav al kiyotze by bifnim, you'll also be chayav similarly inside the, if it was done inside the Azara, shehaleo b'chutz. Kolomer, that means, k'shem she'ashochet b'chutz b'layla, just like if you shecht an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash at night, v'hela b'chutz, and you also are makriv it outside, chayav, you're going to be chayav. Kach, so too, am shachat b'fnim, if you shechted the animal inside the Azara b'alayla, v'hela b'chutz, you would be chayav al ha'allah. You'd be chayav for the bringing it up itself. Chutz, the exception to this would be, ha'shochet oif b'fnim, if you shecht the bird inside the Azara, v'heleo b'chutz, and you brought it up outside, shu pater, that you'd be pater. Afal pi, even though shem shachat v'hela b'chutz chayav, that if you shecht it, and you brought it up outside, you would be chayav. So let's just read that inside the Mishnah now. Reb Shimon says, "Kol shechayav al v'chutz. If you're going to be chayav for it outside, for example, shechting an animal at night, chayav al kiyetzu b'fnim. You'll be chayav for shechting an animal at night in the Azara as well. She'aleu b'chutz, if you brought the meat up outside, that we wouldn't consider the meat pasul and make you putter. No, you're going to be chayef. The exception to this would be chutz min hashochet befinim, if you shecht. Inside the azara, umale b'chutz, and you bring it outside the azara. So the Bartanur just explained that here we're talking about, in this line, about a bird. That if you shecht an oif inside, and you bring it up outside, in that case you're going to be putter, even though if you shecht the bird outside, and you makiv it outside, you'd be chayov, but that would not apply to shechting it inside the azara. Mishnah Ches. Hachatos shekibol dama b'kaisach. If the carbon chatos, and you received all of the blood of the chatos, which is fit to be used for zrikas hadam. So all the dam hanefesh received it in one large cup. And then, nasan b'chutz, one sprinkled the blood outside the azara. V'chazav v'nasan b'fnim. And then he put it inside. Or, b'fnim, you first did it inside. V'chazav v'nasan b'chutz, and you did it outside. In this case, you're going to be chayav. In this case, you're going to be chayav because the bottom line was you are doing something out of its allocated location, and you'd have an issue of being male b'chutz. The Mishnah explains, shekula yiro'i lavi b'fnim, since all of that cup, everything in the cup, can be brought inside, therefore you're going to be chayav. Now, kibal dama b'shnei kais, what if you had received the blood in two cups? Nasan shneim b'pnim, if you put both of them in the appropriate location, pater. It's your pater, and this is redundant, it's not necessary to say this. And the Mefarshim just speak it out, we're coming to introduce the next few lines. Shneim b'chutz, let's say you sprinkle both of them outside, chayev, you'll be chayev for both of them. Echad b'pnim v'echad b'chutz, pater. If you did one inside, the first cup you sprinkled inside, and the second cup outside, you'll be pater, because the first cup was kosher. The second cup is now considered shiyare hadam, leftover blood, and therefore you'll be putter on that. Echad b'chutz, if you first did one outside, v'echad b'fnim, and then you did one inside, chayev alachitzon, you'll be chayev for the outside one, because that was the first blood sprinkled, and that's the hakrava of the karbon. V'apnimi, and the one that you did inside, the kosher cup, mechaper, that would work and help the person be yotzer der chiyev. L'ma adar v'domer, to what is the similar? L'mafrish chatasai v'avda, someone who separated his chatas, he designated it to fulfill his obligation, v'avda, and it got lost. V'hifrish, he separated another carbon chatas, and then the first one was found. And now he has both of them standing before him. So he has two kosher carbon chatas. If he would shecht both of them in the azara, potter, he'll be potter, because both of them were brought appropriately, and this is of course obvious, the Mefarshim say. If you shechted both of them outside the azara, chayev, you'll be chayev. Achas b'fnim, if you did one inside, v'achas b'chutz, in that sequence, or achas b'chutz, you did first one outside, v'achas b'fnim, chayev al chitzoni, will be chayev for the first one, v'apnimis, and the one which is done inside, mechaperes, would be mechaper and atone for the sin of the one who's bringing it. K'shem shadama paitres b'sara, just like the when you sprinkle the blood, it takes the halacha of me'ila off of the flesh, and now the flesh can be eaten by the kohanim. Kachu poter es b'sar chaverta, so too, the other animal which was not kosher, the zrikas adam of the kosher one, would take the status of me'ila off the non-kosher one.